Mary had a little man,
the fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Drones have hit two Saudi Aramco oil facilities, triggering large explosions. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility. The attacks come just days after the kingdom said the state-owned oil giant's much-anticipated stock listing would happen very soon. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry says one attack happened at the Aramco site at Abqaiq in the country's eastern province. The company says the Abqaiq processing plant is the largest crude oil stabilization plant in the world. It's estimated it can process up to 7 million barrels of crude oil a day. The other attack was at Khurais, about 150 kilometers northeast of Riyadh. The fires are said to be contained.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, there's a lot today. A lot today. So we've got an attack on the Saudi oil production facilities and refineries. We have a GM strike. Over 50,000 workers have walked out. And we have some information about how the FBI and the Department of Justice covered up for Brett Kavanaugh's sexual behavior, even though, you know, we had Ms. Ramirez, we had Christine Blasey Ford, we had other people, 50 different witnesses, 50 different people were given to the FBI by women to investigate Brett Kavanaugh, and the FBI said, nah, and didn't do it. So now we have every single person who's running for the presidency, every Democrat, saying that they want further investigation into Brett Kavanaugh and or impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh. And here we are with the president tweeting about, you know, what to do about, you know, this attack on the Saudis. And he's tweeting out, don't worry, we're locked and loaded. We're waiting for the Saudis, for the kingdom. The kingdom, everybody. The kingdom is going to let us know who they think did this to them, and then we will respond on their behest. The kingdom, where, by the way, protesting will get you beheaded. The kingdom, this bastion of freedom, the very first place that the president decided to visit. You know, most presidents would go to one of two of our largest trading partners, like, oh, I don't know, Canada or Mexico. But oh no, this president's first trip as president was to Riyadh to praise them for this, you know, a twisted, you know, religious society that they have, where the vice and virtue police will follow you around and make sure you can't see anything but the slits of women's eyeballs. I mean, you know, really, I am so... Listen, last week he said, oh, there was a peace plan with the Taliban, and then, oh, the Taliban had the nerve to attack, the other group in Iraq, the Afghan army, and one of our soldiers was killed in the crossfire, and he's shocked, I tell you, shocked. So now he tweets out that the secret talks with the Taliban, right outside New York and Camp David, are canceled, so we don't have any secrets anymore, and we don't have any talks anymore with the freaking Taliban in Afghanistan, where we've been for 18 long years. President says, oh, I was against, going into the Middle East. And then over the weekend, he's tweeting, we're locked and loaded and ready to go into the Middle East at the behest of the freaking Saudis, who, by the way, were the people who attacked us on September 11th, 2001, commemoration of which was last week. I mean, you have a president who lies about the weather. Just let that sit with you. A president who lies about the number of deaths in Puerto Rico as a result of an act of God, as a result of a hurricane. He said 16 people, 3,000 people. You have a president who cancels a trip to Denmark because he finds out that Greenland is not for sale. You have a president who says video games are responsible for mass shootings, and or mental illness, and we really ought to open up institutions again. You have a president who denies that climate change is real and suggests that it's a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. He says that with regard to the Chinese, trade wars are good and easy to win. The Fed is what's wrong with our economy, not his stupid trade wars. And that he didn't know Jeffrey Epstein. He didn't know him. Now, also, the press is the enemy of the people, and so is the Fed, his handpicked chairman, Jerome Powell. What? And now he's tweeting that we're locked and loaded and pointed at what? Iran? Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, John Bolton must be saying, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely ridiculous. Mike Pompeo was the first out of the gate. He's going to blame. He blamed Iran right away. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. This, caused the. Listen, if Congress doesn't understand that it is only their duty to declare war, I swear to God, you know, you're going to have to use your ability to protest before it costs you a beheading, like in Saudi, where we're becoming more like them than they are like us.
You have to bear in mind the seriousness of the allegation here, certainly leveled by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He's essentially saying that Iran was behind a major attack on Saudi Arabia's oil infrastructure. That could massively escalate already fraught tensions here in the region. Iran has come straight out this morning and denied it. Its senior diplomat, Mike Pompeo's counterpart, Javid Zarif, saying on Twitter, having failed at, quote, max pressure, Secretary Pompeo is turning to, quote, max deceit, referring to maximum pressure being the policy the US has been maintaining against Iran since it got out of the nuclear deal hatched by Barack Obama and began reinstalling sanctions. Zarif goes on to say, the US and its clients are stuck in Yemen because of the illusion that weapon superiority will lead to military victory. He's referring to how Saudi Arabia, a US ally and a government in Yemen, is fighting the Yemeni Houthi rebels who are accused of launching these drone strikes and accept themselves. They say they took responsibility for launching these 10 drones that they say carried out the attack. He goes on to say, blaming Iran won't end disaster, accepting our April 2015 proposal to end the war and begin talks May. He's referring again to the nuclear deal there. Iran's been saying, look, let's get back to talking, but you have to ease sanctions against Iran first. I've got to point out to you the technicalities of this, these allegations here now. It is a startlingly dangerous moment we're at here in the Middle East, certainly. Saudi Arabia and Iran, long-term adversaries here who've been sparring over the past years or so. The doubt really is who would be capable of carrying out attacks as sophisticated as this. Now, some say we're talking about relatively minor sophistication in terms of the drones, that the Houthi rebels in Yemen are capable of launching something like this. They've got better at technology over time and may have been able to pull something like this off, even though it requires flying through a lot of Saudi Arabia to get to these oil facilities. Others are saying, well, actually, the finger points more logically towards somewhere like southern Iraq, where Iran, even the Houthis, potentially have allies and influence too. That may be where it comes from. The point is, there's no evidence for the claims at this point. And so Mike Pompeo, I think, will be under increasing pressure to back up his allegation that Iran is somehow responsible for this.
Oh, God. Do you know how close we are to I guess, you know, Jared's really good at Middle East peace, right? I mean, can you just smell the peace? Can you feel the peace? Can you just taste it? The peace is here, everybody. The peace that Jared... This is crazy, okay? And listen, if there is a battle between Iran and Saudi Arabia, let them do it. Let them do it. The hell do we want to get involved on one side or another? This makes no sense to me. You know, you got the Saudis pulling, Donald Trump's strings now. The Saudis are what? Our new guiding North Star? The Saudis. The Saudis who torture people, who killed a Washington Post reporter. The Saudis. The Saudis who still behead people in the desert. The Saudis who you got 10 million people, if not more, starving to death, literally children, women starving to death just south of Saudi Arabia in a country called Yemen because the Saudis are bombing the crap out of Yemen. I mean, what is this? We pulled out of the Iranian nuclear deal and, now all of a sudden we need Iran to cooperate with us. Gee, I wonder why that didn't become apparent at the beginning. This is so crazy. This is nuts. They blockaded Qatar, which was at the base for CENTCOM, the Saudis did. I mean, this is crazy. If Iran and Saudi are going to have it out, let them have it out. the hell do we need to be in the Middle East for?